This article was originally published on Popzara.com, read this and more on our website. I thought the whole gaming with toys genre was gone, but it seems to have picked back up recently and soared to new heights with titles such as 2020's Mario Kart Live by Velan Studios that was perfect for people stuck inside during the dark time that year was known for. Now the studio is back with Hot Wheels, Rift Rally that's mixed reality fun anyone will want to buckle up and race into. Inside the box is a remote-controlled car with a camera dubbed the Chameleon Car as it can change into hundreds of Hot Wheels cars in-game, and some cardboard gates with plastic holders and bases to set up around your home for the car's camera to detect and create a track layout. Once you've set everything up and charged the car up with the included USB-C cable, you can install the game on your iOS device or PlayStation 4 or 5, and pair the car to your chosen device via Wi-Fi that gives a more stable connection as it can go wherever your Wi-Fi signal reaches, or you can connect the car to your controller, device that's limited to how far that signal can reach. After that, you're all set to ease into the wild world of mixed reality as a pretty cool-looking robot will guide you through setting up the car and gates, and give you little tutorial tasks to do, such as accelerating, braking, using turbo boosts, drifting, and performing stunts. Thankfully, you don't have to worry about breaking anything in your home with the drifting and stunts as those are only performed on screen and not physically. When you're ready to put your racing skills to the tests, you'll be able to race on the mini tracks the game has available, which transforms your home and gate layout into various locations such as a Japanese-themed track complete with dragons trying to attack you while you race along with computer-controlled racers. You can also play online against other racers, which is always fun as you can see how you stack up to others while showing off your driving and stunt skills. Speaking of which, there's also an awesome stunt mode should you want to take a break from racing. Here you get to pull off all sorts of stunts while trying to get the biggest score possible. No matter if you're racing or popping wheelies, you'll earn experience points to level up and unlock other Hot Wheels cars for the Chameleon Car to morph into, each with their own strengths and weaknesses that you can feel the difference while driving, which I thought was really neat. So if the car you chose is fast, it makes the Chameleon Car physically go faster, and if it's slower but has better handling, the Chameleon reflects that as well. The only gripes I can think of is that this is the kind of game where your experience will vary comes into play as it may work better for some than others. There were times when my Wi-Fi range couldn't reach the car and it along with the video feed would lag, but worked better when playing at my cousin's place, which is bigger than mine and had more space to spread out the gates. Also, while the Chameleon can drive over carpet, you're better off racing it on flat surfaces whenever possible as sometimes the car will read carpet as a bump or obstacle during your races. The entry price is also a bit steep at $129.99, there's a collector's edition as well for $149.99. But you do get a lot considering there's so much extra content you can unlock by playing. Even still, Velan Studios made sure Hot Wheels, Rift Rally is a fun time for anyone that plays, as watching your home turn into a mixed reality racetrack complete with obstacles and other challenges is pretty awesome. While your experience may vary depending on your home setup, you'll have a great time racing online or racking up points in stunt mode, all while unlocking cool cars and extras to keep your Hot Wheels spinning. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popzara.com.